Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nosayv, Tashanayin Zayin. We hope everybody had an enjoyable and uplifting Shavuos, and we're zechet to be makabel their chelik in Torah, and in Mirz Hashem continue to grow and be oyle maila maila. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin, about the mitzvah of vidui. The Torah tells us, V'esvadu es chatasim asher osu, that a person has to confess the sin that they committed. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes that the 73rd mitzvah, Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, is that we have a mitzvah to verbally acknowledge the sins that we have committed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do tshuva. Because the Torah says, V'esvadu es chatasim asher chatu. The Rambam mentions tshuva when we're talking about vidui, but interestingly enough, the Rambam does not enumerate tshuva as a mitzvah unto itself. The Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam all ask the question, why is it that the Rambam does not mention tshuva as its own mitzvah? Only the mitzvah of vidui, of confessing. Perhaps we can give the following answer. Tshuva is of course a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah which is specific to the specific mitzvahs. In other words, tshuva is a general recommitment to all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's other mitzvahs. A person has to do tshuva for violating or not doing any mitzvah saseh or any mitzvah lo saseh. So since it doesn't entail any unique activity, it's not included in the other mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam is not moina, he doesn't count it amongst the Taryag. Lamaisa, the mitzvah of tshuva has a relationship with other mitzvahs. We know that the Ramach Evarim and the Shasag Gidim, the 248 sinews, the 248 Evarim, the 248 limbs, 365 sinews, are part of the human body. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that that is really a reflection of the Neshama. The Neshama has Shasa and Ramach. The Neshama has 365 sinews and 245 limbs. Each mitzvah has to correspond to the neshama. If a person is lacking fulfillment in one of the mitzvahs, that causes a deficiency in the corresponding limb in that person's soul. Tshuva, however, allows us to fix what's deficient in the soul. And that's because tshuva, which is motivated and characterized by a profound desire to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, draws from the very essence of the soul, the source from which the individual limbs of the soul extend. So tshuva breathes life into all the evarim of the neshama, restoring them to the proper health. To illustrate this, I would like to tell a story I heard over this past Yom Tov. The Netziv, who was Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, the famous Netziv, had a custom that perhaps we should learn from. I don't know if we should follow it. But his custom was that when he got sick, he did not go to the doctor. And he explained that the reason why he didn't go to the doctor is because of this concept, that the body is a reflection of the soul. And if there's something wrong with the body, he would be able to pinpoint where the deficiency was in his doing of the mitzvahs, or lack thereof, and he would work on that particular characteristic or that particular deficiency that he was able to recognize. One time, he wasn't well, and he asked his students, his family, to bring a doctor to him. They did not understand why he was deviating from his custom, but he decided to bring a doctor. The doctor came, he diagnosed the issue, and he wrote a prescription for the Netziv. As soon as the doctor walked out, the Netziv took the paper and he ripped it up. To the chagrin and the wonderment of everybody around him, someone had the courage to ask him, Rebbe, Memanushach, either way, if you don't usually use doctors, so why'd you call this one in? And if you do use doctors, and you're starting to use a doctor, why did you rip up the prescription? To which the Netziv replied, that really, I don't need a doctor. But this time, when I wasn't feeling well, I couldn't pinpoint with accuracy where the deficiency was in my soul. So now that the doctor told me where the deficiency is in my body, I'm able to pinpoint the deficiency in my soul. And therefore, I don't need a prescription. And the truth is that we really shouldn't have to use doctors. Of course, b'zman hazeh we do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu calibrated the body that it's in sync with our soul. And if we would have that sensitivity and that madrega in spirituality that the Netziv had, we may possibly also understand where we are deficient. A good Shabbos and a good Zimmer.